100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. And Richard would like to tell you this is his, 491st story? So that's a lot. Everyone's been sending in a lot over the years. And I'm glad to have you along for the ride. And if you take a break, you drop off somewhere, you meet up back down the road again, that's okay. As long as you're being creative and curious and expressive somewhere, it's all cool. Anyway, the weekly challenge topic this week was Crash, and we got stories in, so I should let you hear them. What an amazing concept.
Good morning, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and the word this week is crash. So here's my 100 word story called The Smell of Onions. There was an air of excitement round the table. Don't get me wrong, we were still quiet, but hopeful and very hungry. We'd sat a while listening to the crash of pans escaping from the crack in the kitchen door, daring each other to ask Mum when it would be ready. As the eldest, it was left up to me, and I didn't know how to tell them it was another project. There was nothing cooking. She was boiling fabric with onion skins to dye it. I grabbed a packet of crackers, cheese, and apples. Another Christmas we'd never forget. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
As if from a distance, I heard the urgent shouts. Code Blue. We need a crash cart in here. Then, people running, frantic activity, and, at the end of it all, the long, unwavering tone of the flatline. A piercing finality, bringing proceedings to their close. Time of death. 12:42. Smiling, I smoothed my nurse's uniform, discreetly exited the room, and briskly walked down the corridor. Another doorway beckons. Another room. Another patient. I draw the syringe from my pocket, and plunge it into their neck. Then, I step back, hit the alarm, and wait for the action.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The bikes were new, he sneered. He didn't know about the upcoming crash. He didn't know she had made a decision. Which one should he ride first? Yes, this one. She had told him not to, but he wanted to ride those bikes. He didn't care about her. In fact, her words sounded like a warning. Bitch. He never cared about anyone else. He always did what he wanted. When the time came for her to say a few words at the funeral, she sneered and said, "Hope you had fun being who you were. Your ride is now over." And this is my story for this week, or by my blog at lizziegoodkopf.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com using the brand new Audacity 3.2 to record my 100-word story for the 100-word weekly challenge number 857 with the prompt of Crash. With a name like Tom, you know he's got to be good. Anyway, here is my story. Sabrina rolled her eyes impatiently.
Sure, I could cure your eyesight. But there are legal ramifications, such as if you got into a car crash after we cast a corrective spell, you could attempt to sue based on an expectation of wellness.
Linoleumanda nodded thoughtfully, but Bilbert shook his head. Are you serious? Sabrina shrugged.
No, and yes. We don't expect to be sued. We just say that to keep from helping people we don't like.
Right. Bilbert said.
You just met Linoleumanda. How can you say you don't like her?
Sabrina sniffed.
She just rubs me the wrong way.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, this is Richard. Well, the topic was Crash, and I've got a story. It's called Time Dilation. There's a popular belief that time slows down in the moments before a crash. You see events unfolding in slow motion. Your whole life flashes before your eyes, and somehow you find time to wish you'd put on a decent pair of underpants that morning. All before you go crashing into the wall or vehicle coming head-on towards you. Such was the inspiration for Uncle Frank's great invention, a device that maximized that slowing effect, giving you enough time to escape the inevitable, unscathed. That worked perfectly. It was the huge crash back to normal speed that killed you. Okay, until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Humans are destroying the planet's rainforests at an alarming rate. Barely half the rainforests from 20 years ago are still standing. Farmers and developers are cutting down the trees and plowing up the land. The Rainforest Cafe exploited the crisis by letting people buy overpriced products and food in Chuck E. Cheese's animatronic environments. But the theme restaurant is waning, and barely half of them are still standing. So I've ripped off my Save the Rainforest bumper sticker and replaced it with Save the Rainforest Cafes. I smile as I fill the tank at the gas station, spilling a bit on the pavement.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of Crash. I hope you enjoyed it this week and every week. And you come back for more next week when the topic is going to be a pick two. If you want to see what the topics are, go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and there you'll see the list. Although the cache and the publish and the WordPress. Whatever. Thank you all for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.